What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Geek Boutique Podcast. My name is Jeff. No, you are not seeing things. Our good friend JS is not here today. He is at a concert. I'm not sure who he's going to see today. I don't remember. Somebody told me Ice Cube, Ice Tea, Ice something. I don't know who it is. But anyways, regardless, he's off doing that. So I am hosting, and joining me this week is our lovely and talented editor, co-host, that Valkyrie girl, Miss Megan. How are you this evening?
I am wonderful. It's very rare that I get to come on. I'm filling in JS's shoes today.
That's right. Big, big shoes to fill, obviously. Also joining us, awkward by his silence, is our good friend, Richard Beccari. Oh, there, we can hear you, sir. Yes, don't miss anything. You're good. Yes, we're all good. Right. Guys, Richard Beccari from Midlife Cosplay is also joining us today. Richard, my friend, it's been a time since you've been on the podcast, sir. How are you today?
Yeah, I am excellent. How about you guys?
Really, really good, actually. I'm going to turn your volume up a little bit here. We are obviously here to talk about May the 4th be with you. In this case, sorry, May the 4th strikes back. We had a, this is the first time I've ever seen Richard's face, says Meghan. Yes, it's not a face you're going to see very often. In fact, if you saw the promo picture for this particular episode, you saw Richard in his all his glory as Darth Maul. And of course, a lot of times he's got the helmet on if he's doing Boba Fett, or, you know, or if he's Hellboy, he's got a full face a lot. I don't know. You're a devilishly handsome man. I don't understand any reason why you'd want to be covering up that mug, but here we are. Good to see Megan co-hosting. Yeah, absolutely, for sure. Nada, how are you? Meghan, of course. Andre, by the way, sir, you won the London Comic Con tickets in the raffle. You are the last person to be notified about outstanding raffle tickets. So, Andre, I have your London Comic Con tickets, sir. So make sure you contact me and we will make sure you get those tickets in some way, shape, or form. I don't think you're in London, but we'll get it to you. As we said, we are what? I'm assuming it was you. It said Andre on the ticket, unless there was another Andre that was there, but I'm assuming it's you. So
be like surprised. It was an entirely different Andre.
Yeah, completely different Andre. Hey, also is Andrew. Dopes is Andre. That's great. Collaborated cosplay. I ended up pulling my back and was off today, bedridden. Hi, glad to not miss it. Sorry, man. That sucks, Steve. That's not great. I paid to stand there and stare at the bag so long, Andre. Yes, we're going to talk. We're going to get to all the different prizes and such that we're giving away in the raffle. But yeah, we are going to be talking about May the 4th. As I said, JS can't be with us tonight, but he is going to be here in spirit. He did wish me luck before we went in today, but Megan is going to stand in for him. It should not be a problem. Before we get to that, though, of course, as we always, we are going to encourage you guys, go ahead and hit the like and subscribe button if you haven't done that already. I think a lot of the people that we're seeing here in the chat on the weekly have already done that. What's really going to help, and what I found helped us, is just throw it up on your socials. Just throw the link directly up on your socials, right to the channel, and ask your friends to hit subscribe. I put it on my Facebook, and we got like 100 subscribers in a day. So if you guys don't mind just taking 5 seconds and just copying the link right from the YouTube page, and then just throw that on your social and be like, hey, give these dumb geeks and nerds a follow and to subscribe, that would be super helpful so we can get this ball rolling a little bit more. Because again, this is all grassroots. This is all just you guys supporting us throughout everything that we're doing. And then, yeah, otherwise, guys, anything new that you guys are up to this week post haze of May the 4th and all the goodness that happened with that? Is there anything that you guys have been up to in the interim, in the meantime?
Just kind of,
we'll both talk at once.
Making more Star Wars cosplays.
You're already making more Star Wars cosplay.
Always more.
Yeah.
You have another one on the go already? Are you going to spill some beans here this week, Richard, or are you going to make us wait?
No, you know what? I'm not a big mystery about what I'm doing. I kind of like to build the anticipation of like, oh, what's he going to show up in? So I'm working on doing a Cad Bane, which I've been working on for a little while now, but I'm getting there. And I also have plans to do a Darth Malgus later on. I
don't know Malgus. Is that from like...
It's from the video games. They did a video game back in 2010, and then I think they did the second follow-up in 2022.
Nice.
And I think they go back like 1,000 years in the Star Wars history for that.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And he was like a really big powerful Sith Lord. He would have been like the Darth Vader of his time. And in fact, he was one of the few Sith Lords that Vader actually feared.
There we go. Yeah. Very cool. So you're just like dead set against playing a good guy. Like you're just like, screw.
I don't know, man.
Screw the Jedi. Screw the rebellion. Screw all that.
I like the villains. They get to have
bad
more fun.
Guys or bust, yeah. Basically. Yeah, yeah. For our boy Richard. No, you're right. The villains are more fun. I played way more villains than I played heroes. So I could not agree with you more.
I think Hellboy is as close as I get to a hero.
I mean, fair. Cad Bane, which is going to be another like full blown map. Like again, you just don't want anybody to know who you actually are.
Total anonymity, complete chameleon. Yeah.
While he's here on our podcast for the second time, which is his own damn face hanging out. Yeah, absolutely, totally. Megan, what about you?
Have you run off screen and go and get his Boba Fett helmet?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, there you go. He plays a good guy out of cosplay. No, I agree. What about you, Megan? Up to anything? Doesn't have to be cosplay related. Just up to anything in general.
I was gonna say I've done some baking. I've made bread. I'm gonna try another round of croissants. So that's been my relaxation mode. And I'm also trying to make some more stuff because I now, not this weekend, but next weekend, am going to start a run of having fairs every week for 4 weeks. So I need stock.
You do need stock.
Yep. I'm going to be at the Niagara Run Fest on the 18th, Wentworth on the 25th, 26th, Robin in the Hood on the 1st, and then a Gockel Street Market here in Kitchener on the 7th.
Damn. Yeah, you're definitely gonna need some stock. No,
hopefully.
No question there. Yeah, hopefully you're gonna need a lot of stock. Yeah, as you're going through you. I mean, typically, as far as your business goes, you do pretty well at the Ren fairs, typically, right? Yeah, like that's your people, right?
Tend to be the way.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's fair. Yeah, same thing on my side. I just put the last payment down on my own personal Stormtrooper, the one I was wearing for May the 4th was Christina's. And she's brilliant, but I have to have one of my own. So just got the payment down for that and still working on worked with our good friend Sam Sino on getting all the leather work done for Cronin, which I'm looking forward to doing because I get to team up with this guy down here with his Hellboy. And I think that's going to be pretty damn cool. And then there's a couple of other projects that are kind of floating around here as well. And work's been mental and everything's been crazy. And yeah, coming down from the high of May the 4th, because holy shit.
That was
Did
wild.
You all when you got back that
so
night,
much fun.
Were you just
I just absolutely crazy. Pull the trigger. Eh? I knew you fell in love with that cosplay. Yeah, Steve, absolutely. Yeah. Once you put the armor on, it's just you're just like, now I get it. I mean, walking around and trying stairs and sitting and peeing and all those are terrible, but
yeah.
Just for that 20 minutes that you're comfortable in it, it's goddamn amazing. So
isn't it something though when like
actually made for you will fit properly?
I think it will if it's actually made for me. Yeah, I think it'll be a little bit better. But yeah, it's what were you gonna say, Richard?
I was just gonna say, isn't it something so spectacular about putting on some really cool armor or really cool wardrobe of any kind? It affects you like you feel like a completely different individual when you put that stuff on. And generally, you just feel, you know, like way more cool and badass.
Way more. And I've got a few that are like that, like the comedian. There's a couple of other ones, but nothing quite like that Stormtrooper armor, just because it's all encompassing, right? It's literally head to toe, and you're just in there, right? So,
and boy, those 501st guys love it when you wear it, eh?
Michael and I were super, super not getting any dirty looks and side comments as we were dancing at our booth at TCC. Yeah. Dance party is going to. And so I don't know if I'm spilling beans, and these aren't necessarily my beans to spill. But so now, of course, I'll have a TK. Christina will have her TK. TK, by the way, Stormtrooper, for those that don't know. Michael has his Scout Trooper. And I believe Dean's got a First Order Trooper. And then Mike, Crazy Mark Cosplay, has just ordered what he's getting. So maybe I won't quite say what he's getting because I don't know if he's made public yet what he's getting, but he's going to get something related to all that as well. So I think there's going to be quite the array of white armor guys that's going to be there to have. Yeah, exactly. Dance troops, exactly what we're going to do. Yeah, that's what Michael Icon says. So yeah, should be good. Yes, but speaking of May the 4th, obviously for those of you that don't know, if you've been living in a cave on Mars with your eyes shut, your fingers in your ears, we just had our May the 4th celebration this past Saturday at London Brewing Cooperative. It was the second annual one that we had done. We started at 3 o'clock after a rather brief trip downtown London to do some I don't know what you call it, some schmoozing with the local folk at the free comic book day stuff. Yeah. But we hit the ground running. We got there about 1 o'clock so we could help the vendors getting in and getting set up. And man alive, for anybody that was there, you were both there. You can both speak to it. Give me your initial impressions once it was done, how you felt about the event. What was it like for you to experience it as far as that goes? Megan, why don't you start? By the way, guys, just so you guys know, I wanted to set this up specifically like this because I'm one of the organizers and one of the hosts. Megan was one of the vendors and Richard was one of the patrons. So we all came at this in a different way as far as this event goes. So I wanted to get all of our different opinions. But Megan, go ahead. What was your impression?
So I'm trying to think what was first done. Yeah, like I think my gut reaction was just, oh my God, people. Because I would walk in, since I was in the vendor area at the back, I spent most of my time in that alley. But when I would go in to like, when I needed to go and grab a spoon, or when I was trying to like find you for something, or when we went to the front for the group photo for people that were still in costume near the end. And every time I kept seeing like, oh, they're here, and they're here, and this person's here. Oh my God, how many people drove down from Toronto for this?
Yeah.
And as far as like the vibe goes, where were you on that? What did you think of her as far as how everything seemed to be going while you were there?
So I don't know if it's the comparison that you're going to want for it, but it kind reminded me of like house parties that I would go to in college. Like everyone's just standing around in different groups, like talking and drinking and having a blast. And some people are making stupid decisions, but nothing too bad. So this is good.
Would it be a gathering of cosplayers if stupid decisions weren't made? Let's be fair. That's fair. We're in this hobby. It's we're all about stupid decisions. What about you, Richard? You came in from quite a distance away. You're not around the corner. You're not close. You're Peterborough. So you're a good, what, three and a half hours away?
Three and a half, 3:45. Yeah.
So what was your impressions? Because you were there. I don't know what time you got there. I don't know if you got there early enough.
We were there around about 4, I think we got there.
Oh, so you were there pretty early then. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So you got to kind of experience it as it sort of really started to wind up and get big.
Yeah.
What were your impressions, your first impressions, and then as the night went on?
I was blown away. I thought the first one was good. Second one blew it out of the water. I loved that you had the vendor alley off the back. That was great. Cool place to hang out and pick up some cool items. The front patio with lots of seating, which obviously we never really ever get at a con. So that was great. Alcohol, which is also great. And I loved the fact that you guys had all of these things going on. The raffles, the bingo. Having the vendors in the back, cosplay backdrops, and a lot of people showed up in cosplay. People that I didn't expect to see coming from the GTA, which is still a little bit of a jaunt. And I thought the whole vibe was just great. I had such a blast. I was so happy that I went.
And that seems to be mostly sort of the impression that a lot of people got. Keith on here saying it was a fantastic event, bigger and better. Ice Cavoy saying it was such fun. Orkin saying he had fun. Definitely going next year, says our friend Tim. Porkin's bringing up the trivia. Yeah. So we kind of, it was a multi-collaboration between us and London Brewing Co-op, obviously, like the geeks and such and them. But it was... We kind of divvied up some of the I don't want to call them chores, but some of the things that we wanted to accomplish with the event, right? So when it came to the bingo and the vendors, that was on us. So we gathered the vendors, we booked everybody in, we collected the table fee money, we helped to set up the vendors. I was out there hauling tables and turning picnic tables and everything else. And then as far as the bingo goes, obviously we worked with them, but it was still ultimately up to us to host the bingo, to offer the prizes for the bingo, that kind of thing. So that guy, listen, Allie, we're not here to discuss this. Sorry. That is not going to be I'm not even reading that out loud. If you're not watching, we're not, no. But then of course, London Brewing Co-op themselves, provided the venue, connected us with our charity, which is Ronald McDonald House Charities through Dag Club London. They ran the trivia side of things, and they, of course, they arranged for the band for the live music, and they brewed us a beer, which we're obviously going to talk about as well.
I've enjoyed a couple already. It's great.
Yeah, I let everybody know. So why don't we, since I've got the can, let's start there. And I know, Megan, you're not going to have a ton of input on this because you're already not really a drinker, let alone a beer drinker. But even how this came together, like kind of like what Richard's alluding to is last year was great. And last year we had fun, but last year we had no idea what this was. It was an idea that Crazy Mike had because he loves Star Wars and he loves that venue. And he's like, I just want to push these two things together. So let's do that. And so we did it and it was great, but we were still kind of trying to figure it out. So last year we had a honey lager. We had nothing to do with designing the label, the can, really no real input, a whole lot. I think it being a honey lager was Crazy Mike's idea. And then they ran with it and it was great. The beer was good. Don't get me wrong. I still have one unopened can left. And sorry, Steve, if you're still watching this, I do still have Steve's signed can that I've now signed. I just haven't given it to you. But this year we had a lot more input sort of from the ground up. And one of the big things that we had input on was the beer. So, but even this was like a whole damn thing. It was initially going to be a golden ale. We were going to call it Twin Suns, almost right from the jazz, but it was going to be a golden ale. And I like the double entendre or whatever. And then months went by. And then when we finally met, they were like, let's make a shandy. And I was like, okay, but I don't know if Twin Suns really fits the name anymore. What are we going to do with that? And then it turns out we couldn't make a shandy or it was going to kill people because you can't can a shandy. You can only bottle a shandy and they were two bottles. So there's this whole damn thing. And meanwhile, the whole time this is going on, our boy JS comes up with this snazzy ass color fade pimp label that looks so good. I don't know how he was able to. I didn't know he was this talented. I'm not gonna lie, that's not a slight against Jay. Well, maybe it's a bit of a slight against JS, but I didn't know he was this good. It's really, really good. Like the label itself was so captivating.
The nails that he puts together in like 20 minutes when we put videos up.
I do, but this is like the level of creativity and the way he colored it and everything else. And I knew. And then once we changed it over from a shandy to a light lemon lager, I kind of had an idea that when I saw their regular patrons coming in before the event even started, because I got there early, and I'm watching them buy it, not just because it was new, but because it just catches the eye so well, and it's got such a cool name to it. It just went over so well. And then even, I mean, I know not you, Megan, but I had other people there that were like, I don't even drink beer, and it's actually still pretty good, like... My daughter was there, my youngest, and she does not like beer at all, but she said she tried it when her boyfriend got one, and she said, yeah, it's good. And I'm like, I know. So
your description of...
she also doesn't drink, so that's okay.
Yeah.
Your description of it being like a Mexican beer with the lemon or lime already put into it is perfect. That's exactly what it's like.
Yeah, and I don't think we kind of had an idea for that when we were putting it together and deciding what it was going to be, but... It turns out that's just a really easy beer to drink that everybody seems to enjoy. So last year they made us a very small batch and we still sold out all the cans and all the draft by 7. This year they made us a much larger batch. There was 220 liters of beer total made. 70 liters of that went into kegs and then the rest of it went into cans. And it was all gone by 6. So you guys... everybody that came out really... And that's by the way, guys. Yeah. I told people too, and I had a feeling it was going to go over well. I didn't know it was going to go that well, but I told people right off the bat, like when you get there early and buy your cans to take home immediately, because otherwise they're not going to be there. Like we were lucky to have the inside track because we got there early. So I was able to get 2 6 packs out of this, but yes, one of the 6 packs has already got in. I'm already into the second one, but it's just so damn good. It's just so damn easy to drink. But yeah, Thirsty Geeks. We remiss if we didn't mention the fact that we didn't book this like a con. Like we didn't like rent this venue from them and then just invite our friends in to celebrate Star Wars. It's their regular Saturday night. And they had a lot of their regular Saturday night crowd who walked in and went, what the fuck is going on? What did I walk into?
What's with all these weirdos in costume?
But because Star Wars is so universally loved across the board, and so many of what we were doing so many different things from so many different iterations of Star Wars, everybody like just seems super into it. You know what I mean?
Yep. Yeah.
So that was very, very cool. Tim's asking if it did beer after still go to charity. No. So from what I understand initially that we talked about, so 50 cents from every can sold is also going to the charity. So all of the money that we raised in the raffle, which we'll talk about, and then all the money we raised in the table fees for the vendors, and then 50 cents from every can of beer, all of that's all going to charity. I don't have the final number yet, guys. We got to get together with Dad Club and with London Brewing Co-op. We got to go over all that and make sure that we're handing them a nice big fat check when we get there, as far as that goes. I'm curious from you guys, though. Hey, everyone. Sorry, I'm late. Matt, it's all good, brother. We literally were just talking about the beer. And this is where I want you guys to be a little bit frank, right? Feel free to speak your mind on this. We don't have to be all like, oh, we got to make sure everything we're saying about the event is great. There were a lot of moving parts. There were a lot of different facets to it, like the vendor market, like the stuff outside, like the bingo, like the live music, like the trivia, like everything that was sort of happening all at once. I think it'd be too easy to say, well, everything worked out great. Was there anything there that you were like, not even necessarily been like, oh, that's terrible, but like, oh, you know what? We could probably do that better by doing this, or maybe that doesn't need to be there at all and we can replace it with that. Was there anything there that you guys saw when you were there in your time that you were like, maybe that could be a little bit different, or maybe we could do this a little bit differently?
Personally, in the vendor area in the back, if we could mess around with the layout a little bit, I think would help, because the picnic tables are a nice amount of space, but they take up so much space that there wasn't really a walking path, especially since some of the vendors had to be on the other side, since we ran out of room going like down the aisle. It got a little bit like crowded. It's kind of hard to move around, but yeah.
Other than that, just the layout of the vendor area?
Yeah.
I know you were back there for the vast majority of the time, so.
Yeah, so being back there, that was what stood out to me. So,
yeah.
And other than that, yeah, most of the people that I talked to, almost every vendor seemed to do really well. I think it was just me and Lumberjack that were not great, but yeah. Everyone else seemed to go well.
I would think a good addition would be a photographer. Like when we had Teresa from Top Cosplay, on the first year round, that was a really nice feature to have. So yeah, it'd be cool to have another photographer there with a little setup, maybe in that front patio. And then just like, you know.
Oh no.
we lost. Oh no. Oh wait, he's back. Hold on, guys. We lost your brain in mid.
Okay, we're back.
We're good. We got you back, brother.
Yeah.
You mentioned you were right in mid-sentence. You were talking about a photographer, having an official photographer there to document the event.
It was cool when we had Teresa there the first year. And, you know, if she's not available to come back, it might be an opportunity for some other up-and-coming photographers to, you know, get some exposure and for us cosplayers to get some content.
Richard Rage quit. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, I hated this event. Fuck you guys. Just bonk. I'm out. See you later. Yeah. a couple of guys are saying the same thing. Like, again, to be honest, Beck and I had no complaints for this event at all. Beck being Becca from Not Possible Crochet was there. Collaborative cosplayer friend Steve making a good point too. A few gentlemen said it was super cool to walk into and they absolutely dug the vibe, how everyone just seemed happy to see each other. We're just excited to spend some time together. And Meghan saying something that I felt was I don't know how to put it, but she said, where is it? The band was great and both singers were fantastic. I think if you're probably like a live music aficionado, I think it's probably went well. I have to be honest with you. If there was anything that I would take out of what we did this year, it would probably be the live band, only because it didn't really go with everything else that we were doing. If they had been dressed up in costumes, or if they had done a bunch of geeky, nerdy songs, or like anything that would give it an indication that like, yeah, these guys are part of the event, but there was no, they just came in, they set up, they just did their regular set and kind of that was it. And then of course, as we all know, things like this are a very social thing. Like we're all there, like everybody's talking about, like we're all there to hang out and chat and have a good time. And yet if you were within 20 feet of that stage, you just couldn't, you're just like, what? Yeah. Like being back in a club when you're 19, right? Trying to scream over each other to be heard. So that's probably about the only thing that I would change as far as doing that goes is
they could have used a better sound check first too.
I was gonna say, I like Tim's suggestion that you just put in saying about karaoke being a good idea. So
yeah, so about 3 weeks before the event, I had sent it out to everybody suggesting cosplay karaoke. Because we've done that before. Megan and I have been to a place, it used to be called the Watchtower. I don't know what it's called now.
Oh, it's closed now.
Oh, it's closed now. All right, yeah. That makes sense. They used to do the same thing. They used to do a cosplay karaoke. So they would cater to cosplayers coming out in karaoke. And what's more fun than going up dressed as the Witcher, singing the Witcher song? Or like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, there's so many different chunky avenues you can go with it. So I had suggested it, but I think with only 3 weeks to go, it was going to be too much to try to set that up and get that going. So it's definitely on the itinerary for next year. Cause I think too, it's a lot more interactive, right? Like we want everything to be something where people are participating and having a good time. And it's just, and a karaoke is like a self-perpetuating machine. Like initially, like so few people are willing to get up there, but as the beer is flowing and people's courage gets a little bit better and better, it's people start to go up. And then of course it only takes a few people getting up there and just not caring what they sound like, just having fun and doing it. And people are like, oh, wow, if they're going to do it, like, clearly I can go up and do it. So yeah, that's definitely on the jam for next year. I agree. It wasn't the vibe. Yeah. But they were awesome. I just love a live band. Yeah. And that's what I mean, Meghan. Like if you're into live music, I think they were a fantastic band. I just don't think they necessarily really fit in with, you know, what we had going on. Matt is saying everyone was friendly, courteous, interested in the vendors. No one spilled beer on the vendor table. Food truck was banging. Oh, can we talk a minute about the food truck?
Yeah.
Holy snapping. So unfortunately, in the ensuing year, the kitchen at London Brewing Co-op had closed. So they didn't have it. They have pretzels. They have big pretzels they could make you in a toaster oven. And that's all they have available there. They're good pretzels, but I mean, you can only eat so many pretzels, right? So man does not live on pretzel alone, nor woman, so nor non-binary. So they brought in a food truck. It's called Chow, as in food chow, but it's spelled the Italian way, because I think that's sort of the vibe. It's not necessarily strictly Italian food, but that's sort of the vibe that they're going for. Yeah, if anybody had, sound off in the comments, because if anybody had stuff from the food truck, holy snapping. I only got one thing, and it was banging. And by the way, I didn't even order off the menu. I just walked up and he's like, what can I get you? And I'm like, brother, I haven't eaten all day. I'm starving. And he's like, I'll hook you up. Don't you worry. And I was like, cool. And then like 40 minutes later, I get a giant thing of penne pasta with meatballs and marinara sauce and Parmesan. And oh my God, it was so goddamn good. Did you guys get a chance to eat at the truck?
I did. Yeah.
And?
Awesome. Like it was, I was... That was such a like a cherry on top to have that food truck there. It was great. Yeah, I loved it.
I did not food truck because not gonna lie, when you were like Italian food in a food truck, I was concerned. So I just packed things to bring. But I'm glad to hear that everyone else had a great time at it.
You've next time you're down, you've got to try it if it's going to be at an event you're at. Because
again, I won't even pack anything. I'll just beeline to the food truck as soon as it gets there and load up myself on pasta.
I got the poutine and it was good. I waited too long to get more. Their mac and cheese was amazing. Meghan saying Allie is talking about the truffle fries. Marcy is mentioning the pulled pork sandwich. Mozzarella sticks were awesome. Says Halloween Queen. So yeah. The food was great. So not only did we drink them dry, by the way, we also ate them dry because we killed the food truck.
It sold out. Yeah.
Our good friend Christina, I went up to get my pasta and they'd already taken like the sandwich board out and they were already closing up. And she went up like Oliver Twist, like, please, sir, please. And they were like, we don't, and Christina was just like, I'll take anything. I'll literally take anything. And they're like, we have some fries. She's like, done. I'll take the fries. So they just gave her a giant thing of fries with nothing on them, and she just plowed through those tries. So, yeah. So that's what Dean's saying. The pulled pork sandwich and fries and gravy, yum. Our good friend Steph, who was another one of our vendors that was there, the pulled pork mac and cheese. Holy cow, so good. Oh, man, I'm getting hungry just sitting here. And 10 out of 10 on the food truck, Meg Han is saying.
Yeah,
so obviously this year went a lot bigger as far as the patron showing up goes. Cause again, we drink all the beer by 6 and then we eat all the food by 8. It's like, thank God for Christina's fries is what Michael's saying. So yeah, not only did everybody come out, I think everybody came out knowing that it was going to be that type of event. Like I find like it's one of those breaking bread things, right? Like food and drink and good times and music and stuff is what kind of like brings us together, which I think is something that kind of makes this venue maybe a little bit more unique as opposed to just like a convention center or a hallway or whatever, where there's more of a, I don't know what you call it, community vibe, I would kind of say. Would you guys agree?
Yeah. I found it was like a convention, but more intimate.
Yeah.
And I actually found that I preferred that experience to the conventions. I mean, I like, you know, Fan Expo and Comic Con and all that, you know, hanging around with 30,000 other people. But something about that intimate setting, you know, the ability to sit down and have a drink and some food and hang around with your buddies and, you know, talk cosplay and fandom and stuff was great. Loved that.
Yeah. Couldn't agree more. Where is that coming from?
I'm like, sounds? Where's sound?
Is that coming from Richard? I think we're okay now. I'm like,
my dog is sleeping on the couch beside me. So maybe
that I'm like, is there a demon in his bed? What is he? What is going on right now? I was so scared. I'm like, is he like possessed? What's going on? Dean saying May the 4th is Sunday next year. I'm glad you brought this up, Dean, because we might as well go ahead and address this now. We're about halfway through the podcast. We will not dog Satan. Yeah, no. We will not be doing it on Sunday, kids. There's no way. We are going to do it Saturday again until it comes around on a Friday or a Saturday again. There's no point in doing it on like a Tuesday night or a Sunday night, especially with so many people coming in from out of town. People have to work in the morning. Like, there's no way. So it is going to be Saturday, May the 3rd for 2025. We're already starting to think up plans and what we want to do for it, even though it's May 9th. what's the mayor in the night before Christmas? There's only 363 days until Christmas, until Halloween or whatever. Well, there's only 300 and however many days now until May the 4th next year. So that will probably play into how we promote it. It's May the 4th on May the 3rd or whatever it is that we're going to do, right? So, or we'll come up with somebody way more creative than me is going to come up with something snappy and clever for that. So,
you know, Star Wars pun for the 3rd.
That's right. Our good friend and producer and just all around, hey, keeping this whole thing going on. Hello, I'm here. What did I miss? We're literally just rambling on about what an exceptional event May the 4th was. While I'm here, and we're kind of starting to do some shout outs talking about individual people that contributed so much, this guy, It's an Onion, Bob, who tunes in every week, had reached out to me and said, hey, I've got some Star Wars stuff I'd like to donate for the raffles, some Star Wars toys and action figures and stuff. And I was like, cool, man, that would be great. He's like, I'll put them in gift baskets and I'll bring them in. I was like, awesome, we'll set them up for the raffle. And then this dude shows up with gift baskets that look like a Toyota Camry. Like, they were huge gift baskets, just full of all these amazing, amazing Star Wars, all Star Wars stuff. Very, very cool. Yeah, the baskets were incredible. Thank you, Jennifer, saying. So Bob, It's an Onion. We cannot thank you enough. Those prizes were absolutely outstanding. Meg Han won one of them, absolutely. There she is. My kid lost her mind when I brought that basket home. The husband of one of the vendors won the other one, and he wasn't there to pick it up, but he has since gotten it since. They have some little kids at home too. I'm sure it's going to get a ton of play with and everything else. So, and while I was at the brewery to help set up people to come get their prizes, Bob actually came because Bob won a couple of different raffle prizes. So I'm glad there was like at least some way for us to kind of thank him for what he did. And he said, get ready for next year, because I'm going to do the same thing next year. I'm going to bring a bunch of stuff in for next year. So Bob, bless your heart, man. That's absolutely amazing. The raffle seemed to go very well as well. We sold a ton of tickets for the raffles. We had a lot of the same local businesses reach out to donate prizes and such. I think we're going to do it again, same thing. Everything's a tweaking process, right? Like, I think we're going to do the raffle a little bit different next year. I think we're going to talk with our vendors, and I think we're going to get the vendors if they can donate a piece each, even if it's just one thing, and we can put together sort of a quote-unquote promotional package that will also then be raffled off for charity. So they get to show off some of their goods and hopefully lead to more sales for them. But at the same time, we have something else that we can put on the table to donate and for the charity itself. You guys, as far as what we thought we could probably do better, what would you say was your favorite thing that happened as far as this little thing went? The time you were there, because you were both there pretty much for the entire thing. Richard, you even kind of got down to your vacation mall, which was hilarious, by the way. You didn't drive home with that on your face, I hope. Did you drive home with that on your face?
Well, I stayed at my friend Steven's place in Kitchener, so we drove back to Kitchener.
Oh, okay. Yeah, all right. Yeah. You did drive to Kitchener. Man, that would have been so great if you'd been pulled over. Come on, man. That would have been hilarious. I think just roll down the window, just like look out. The cuffs immediately go on. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It gets a couple of interesting looks when I leave an event like that with that makeup on in my street clothes and then like drive back to Peterborough. Especially if you stop at like Tim Hortons to grab a coffee and like go through the drive-thru.
Just walk right in, breeze right in there.
Yeah,
vacation mall.
Side glances from everybody like, what the hell is that?
If you guys haven't seen Vacation Mall, hopefully there's going to be some pictures up or whatever, because it was fantastic. Yeah, we got to get you a couple lays. We got to get you a couple lays to put in there.
A little bit of
coconut drink. Coconut drink with some umbrella in there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We're going to have to really play up Vacation Mall for next year as well.
I might have full mall for a morning and then switch to Vacation Mall for the afternoon.
There you go. There you go. There you go. Oh, there you go. Yeah, Porkins saying he drove back to Buffalo as Porkins. Yeah, awesome. Yeah. Richard alluded to this. We'll come back to the question. We had people coming from out of town. Like, we had a lot of people that came in from out of town, right? Toronto, Kitchener, Peterborough, like, you name it. Like, there was Buffalo. Like, we had a lot of people that drove a long way to come to this event, which, again, guys, thank you. Everybody that drove in, everybody that took the time, hours or whatever, putting on the costumes and then getting all the way over here and having a fun at the event and supporting it. I mean, you guys made it, we love doing it. Like, that's kind of what this whole thing is about, is trying to build this community. Right. So we just didn't think it was going to go over quite the way it did, but did you guys have a key moment or a key thing that you enjoyed about the event that you're like, oh yeah, that was clearly my favorite part or my favorite thing or whatever?
Yeah, just being able to see everybody, man. Like, I spent most of my time back in the vendor area, but like Sam kept coming over and like chatting, and I got to see all my out of town friends, and just it was really nice.
Yeah, I think the same thing. Just the ability to have yet another opportunity to sit and you know chat with your cosplay friends and something about that environment. The conversations seemed a bit easier and more fulfilling, and you didn't seem quite as rushed with the bustle of 1,000 people around you.
Yeah, you're not being like rushed through by people like trying to get past you in an aisle at a convention, or someone's not like running to a photo shoot or like off to another vendor booth like at the other side of a massive building. Like, everyone could just hang out.
Steph's saying the same thing. So glad I got a hotel that night. Yeah, absolutely. Anybody driving in, head to chauffeur Avocado Dave in from Mississauga. Yeah, just not going to be an event without Avocado Dave. Yeah, it's funny you guys bring that up, because that's the biggest piece of feedback I think I got for the whole evening, was everybody was just kept on talking about, like, it's like old home week, even though a lot of us had just seen each other in March. Megan, of course, you didn't, but it, which probably meant it a little bit more sweeter for you getting to see everybody. But not only did we all get a chance to like see each other and catch up, but I think you kind of nailed it on the head, Richard. It's a more intimate atmosphere as opposed to being at a big con. And because the vast majority of the people there were our people, people that would, not just from our environment, but people we know directly, it felt very much like old home week. Like, let's just, that vibe was just so good. And that's everybody that I was talking to was like, everybody seems so happy. Like, there was nobody that seemed miserable. Like, you know, every con, someone drops their phones three floors down on an escalator, or someone like, you know, whatever. Who is that? I can't imagine. I don't know. Who could that be? Or someone's miserable in their costume, or their cosplay didn't go right, or their booth isn't doing well, or like whatever the case may be. There's usually, you get, you know, your dramas and your miserables and your whatever.
Harassed by somebody.
Yeah, but it didn't seem like there was any of that this year, at least not the impression that I had, to the point where I had people coming up to me that were just there to patronize the bar as like regular folk that just come in, and they were like, everybody seems so happy. Like, why is everybody like acting like they haven't seen each other in 10 years? I'm like, this is just kind of what we do, right? Like, for some of these people, we only get to see each other two or three times a year at these big events.
Yeah. And some of those regulars at the bar were so intrigued by the whole cosplay thing, they were coming up and approaching some of us and you know, hey, do we pay anything to get our picture taken with you guys or anything? And they're like, oh, no, of course not, you know, and like, oh, we can just get a picture taken? Yeah, man, come on, let's do it, you know, and chat with them for a little bit and make a new friend.
Yeah, yeah, I think that intimacy with that really helped with that, right? Gave us that opportunity to spend more time one-on-one with people. Because there's nowhere, where are you going to go? Like, there's nowhere to go to get away, right? Like, you had the front patio, you had the back vendor area. And I think, Megan, you were saying it, like, people kind of got into cliques a little bit, right? Like, people were, like, hanging out with their people and that type of thing. And that always happens. And we encourage that because in a venue that small, it can't be like a con where, like, oh, there's the haves and there's the have-nots and there's the goods and there's the bad, you know what I mean? It wasn't like that. It was like there was so much intermingling between everybody, right?
Conversation areas.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we have to have a dance off next year too. I think that's the only, because the revolution without dancing is a revolution just not worth having.
Dance off, bro.
That's what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Like, there has to be some, it can't just be the karaoke. There's got to be some actual dance, not line dancing. We're not rubes. I'm just saying there's got to be something that we can, like, you know, make it even more interactive as far as they go. Natasha Wright saying, seeing everyone having fun made it worth the adventure out there for the first time. Yeah. And that's kind of what we were going for. Leafs and Bruins fans. Ooh, that's a touchy subject. I don't think we want to be going down that road. I mean, on the dance offs. Yeah. Michael saying he's got his dancing boots on. At the end of the day, we want to make sure that there are enough events, things to do. Because I felt like in the first year, there was huge gluts of time where there's just nothing happening. Like, we're just standing around talking, which is cool. But you want to kind of try to make it as interactive with people as you possibly can, hence the bingo, hence the trivia. Again, I don't know if we do the trivia again for a third time next year, but again, we're going to talk with co-op and see what they want to do, because that was their baby and they handled that. So we're going to see sort of what's going to happen. Pork and Sand, I posted my picks in a reel and apologize for mistagging anyone. Yeah, I mean, that's going to happen because there were so many different. I'm so excited for cosplay karaoke. Ooh, I like the K on the cosplay. See? This is what we pay her the big bucks for. This, I don't have this level of creativity here. This is what we need Miss Jen for. Buy a Leafs, get out of my neighborhood, says Michael. As far as the vendor area goes, Megan, I know you said you had some struggles yourself, but you said it did seem like things went well. Did you notice, was it mostly like fellow geeks that were going out there buying stuff and seeing stuff? Did you see any of like the non-geek or just the regular patrons going back to check it out? Like, what was the overall vibe just back in the vendor area?
Yeah, back in the vendor area, it seemed to mostly, from what I saw, I only saw the tables like immediately next to me. It seemed like a lot of people that were specifically attending were doing them or some of the shopping. But I saw one of, I think it was Dana. She sold a couple of her coasters to just a couple people that were coming through and were like, oh, thing. Yeah. It seemed to go over quite well. And honestly, it was a nice enough event. Like, I didn't sell a single thing, but it was $25. It went to charity and I had a great time. So like, yeah. Cool, man. It's good.
Yeah. And I had so many of the vendors. Yeah. So many of the vendors came up to me and they were like, you needed to charge more for these tables. Like you can't.
You didn't, but
next. No, time. I know you're glad that we didn't because you didn't make it, but it seemed like everybody else, yeah. Like Matt Sheridan saying here, he was with Becca, cosplay buds and normies were buying. So, yeah, next year we'll probably charge a little bit more, but again, we didn't have vendors last year, so we didn't know what that was going to look like. We didn't want to charge people a large amount of money only for them to show up and unfortunately, like Megan or like our good friend Jacob for the Beard Lumberjack, not have an opportunity to make that money back, even though it was going to charity. And some of the vendors right off the bat, they were like, well, I have to give you more than $25 for the table. And I'm like, no, go buy some raffle tickets or buy some of the beer or something, like funnel that money back in, but do it in a different way. I'm not going to charge you $50 for a table and her $25. That's not even ethical, let alone cool. So next year I could see that the price of the table is going up, but it's still not going to be crazy. Like, it may go up to $50, but it's never going to be $100 for a table because it's not, to me, that's not kind of what we're all about. We want the opportunity for people to come in and vent, like, and to do that successfully. Like, the one girl brought duck egg baked goods, like, and they were priced at like $3, $4, and $5 a piece. Well, she's not going to make any money. She's not gonna be able to come out if it's $100 for a table, because then she's got to sell like 27 ducks worth of eggs for, you know, her baked goods and stuff, right? So there's got to be like, yeah, so we want to make sure it's like accessible and that you guys have an opportunity to hopefully make a couple of bucks while you're doing it. Because yeah, I got some duck eggs. I had a piece of jewelry bought for me, but you know, I feel like we all got a chance.
Yeah. Can we see?
Yeah, hold on, I'll grab it. If only to help Allie and help promote her. You guys talk about yourselves. I'll be right back.
I was like, going to get that. We need to see what was created and what has been done.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't leave us hanging like that.
Exactly. You keep mentioning this jewelry. I saw something in the chat that I think it said was, it said Captain Zaddy. I don't think that's what this one is, though.
Oh, yeah?
Well, the shirts were Captain Daddy, but... This was a piece that was made by our good friend Allie, who was in the chat earlier. She, Arisu9_creative is, I believe, her Instagram for her business. So it just says Zaddy on it, but then it's got a picture of Mando and Grogu. And so, and it's a necklace. So exactly. It's got them two on it right there on the shirt. Look at you. So our good friend, the Frog Lady, Marianne, bought this from Allie and gave it to me. To make sure that I had it, because apparently it was inspired by probably this heathen right here, Meghan, just slapping with this the whole time on the podcast every chance she gets. So that got purchased. Our good friends. Oh, by the way, there was a bit of a story. A couple of other of our good friends, Sean and Susan, and his wife Susan came down. Sean usually is the Chewbacca. Yeah. This year he came in his blue Rebel pilot, and his lovely wife Susan came as Han Solo, Jenna Bette Han Solo. They had never been to London and booked a hotel before, and so they decided to just book a really cheap hotel since it was just going to be like an evening or whatever. They didn't really think about it, and they booked a hotel in town called the Motor Court Hotel. And if there is a sleazier hotel in the region, I do not know what it is. They got the honeymoon suite. It's got mirrors on the ceilings. It's got a two-person hot tub with the heart-shaped hot tub. But it's so bad to the point when they got dressed up and the Uber came
pictures.
To them. The Uber driver said, "You guys don't look anything like the people I normally pick up from this hotel." So they have rooms by the hour, Singapore. Because yeah, it's Steve. Steve's from here. He's like, "Oh my god, no, that's so bad." Yeah, it's probably the sleaziest place in town. So they were supposed to go back to the room. They were going to get burritos and get into the hot tub, the heart shaped hot tub together, and eat burritos in the hot tub. I'm still waiting for the burrito hot tub pictures.
Yeah, where's that picture? Or not.
But we were all like, "Please let us know you got back safely. Please let." Oh, there's Sean right there. Red heart shaped tub, mirrors, stripper lighting. Yeah. So they're alive, guys. Please, everybody. They're alive. That's good, because we weren't sure.
Stripper lighting.
Dean, we're going to say vibrating bed. Yeah, they're just slapping loonies into this fucking bed. Yeah. This bed to start vibrating as they were going through. That's where black markets get films get made. That's where the human trafficking happens, guys. It's a really sleazy ass hotel. No bed bugs yet, I'm happy to report, says Sean. Well, that's good, because I didn't think there was any way.
Clothes to make sure you didn't.
Yeah, yeah. I hope you guys bought like snowsuits to sleep in, because there's just no way, or just the biggest, like, just saran wrap yourselves and get into the bed. Because
need a barrier.
Yeah, they still have their kidneys. I don't know, man. Count them. Make sure you got them both, because it would not surprise me if you guys are missing one. But God bless them, because again, they still came down. So, and they supported the event, and they seem to be having a great time at it. So, even though Sean got really mad at me when I bought him a beer, I don't know what his hassle is, but I bought him one beer, kids. Oh my God, how dare I buy you one beer? Oh, couldn't believe it. Which, by the way, wasn't one of our beers, because they were already gone. As you do. Saw something up a little bit higher. Someone had mentioned, percentage of sales are up to a set number for the table. Dean saying, maybe. Yeah, maybe. We're going to work, continue to work with both London Brewing Co-op and then amongst ourselves and with the vendors. Any of the vendors, by the way, that want to come back for next year, we'll have first crack at coming back next year. I think it's safe to say that we'll run the vendor area again. I think that made a lot of sense. And I think it, more to Richard's point too, I think it really made it feel like almost like a little mini con, which is kind of what we were going for. But still having that bar, food, beer mentality where people are just there to have a good time as opposed to at a con where the last thing we want to do is what a lot of cons have done. We don't want to turn into a giant flea market, right? We don't want it to have it so that it's nothing but vendor tables and you're just kind of like making your way through trying to, you know, dodge all 27,000 anime vendors or, you know, whatever. So I think everybody that came out vendor wise, and Megan, you didn't do anything, you didn't get a sale, but I think you still helped the vibe get to where we want it to be as far as the vendor area goes, right?
So help with the vibes.
I know that doesn't help you. I get that. I am so sorry, but we were really hoping Christina tried on the coat. We were really hoping Christina was going to buy a coat, but
one thing that really helped that I was shocked by, I just did a quick little reel, like swapping out cloaks when I was there. Like Dana helped me film it before everything started. I'm like, well, I'm here before I sell these, I should get some footage of them. And I popped it up on my Instagram and didn't pay attention to it. And I looked at it the next day when I got back and it's at like 60,000 views or something. I have like an extra couple hundred followers on my page. So I still got some business help from it.
Hey, we'll take it. Right? I mean, sales aren't everything. Immediate sales aren't everything. If it leads to more stuff, then
exactly.
We'll take that. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Like even 50 per table, Matt saying 10 tables, 500 for charity. That's a good number. Yes. Yeah. There's some other ideas that I've been kind of toying with. Cause Matt actually kind of hit the nail on the head too. How many cons we have paid to be at that proceeds don't go to a good cause. Yeah. I mean, I would say the vast majority of them. Right. So, my daughter has an eye on one of your coats, says Bob. So there you go, Megan. So hopefully that will lead to some sales and stuff. Huge shout out to Dad Club London for helping us out with getting involved with Ronald McDonald House Charities. We've not been shy about teaming up with them just because of the amazing work that Ronald McDonald House does. If you're not aware, in a lot of cases, if you have a child that is special needs that requires to see specialist or needs surgery or needs to stay at a certain place for a certain length of time, a lot of the times Ronald McDonald House will set you up. They will give you a room to stay in. They will give you all the necessities, food, shower stuff, the whole nine yards. They'll house you essentially to make sure that you're going to be okay when you have to travel to some of these cities to see these very specific specialists. So the work they do is amazing. 90 some odd percent of every dollar that you donate goes to actually supporting the charity. So it's a very, very worthy cause. And we're right now kind of baiting around. Let me hit you guys with a question because this is what I'm kind of curious from you. And you guys can answer this too, but I want the chat to chime in as well. Because we made it a very big deal that we had it to be a free event and we would want to continue to try to make it, if it's not free, to be very affordable, but we were thinking maybe like a $5 cover charge. That's what they do if they have a live band come in so that the band makes sure that they're going to get paid. A $5 cover charge, I mean, $5 doesn't seem all that much, but if we have 100 people show up, that's $500 rolled right off the top of the charity. If we do the tables for $50 each and we get 10 tables, that's $1,000 that's gonna go right to the charity immediately. That's not even getting into the beer sales. That's not even getting into the raffle sales. I would pay cover any day, not reading the rest of that, but yes. Pork and sand, $5 is fair. I know some of you are coming from out of town. I know you guys are paying for a hotel. I know you guys are buying booze and food. Like, we don't want to overburden anybody else as far as the money goes, but $5 does seem like a pretty minuscule amount of money. We would have to manage that on our side. I don't think it'd be fair to ask co-op to do that. We would make sure that we managed it. We'd have to have someone at the door or whatever. And that's just taking that $5. Maybe it'll be a wristband. Maybe it'll stamp. I don't know, but would you get 10 even pork and sand? I don't know. I think the five is pretty good. As an NICU mom, I have seen that RMHC are absolute angels. Yeah, no, 100%. No, for sure. Hey, Andre says, stop it, Megan. I agree. Stop it, Meghan.
Megan, never stop it.
Ben Sands, $5 won't break the bank. I'd go for it. Hope to be there next year. We'd love to see you, Ben. Absolutely. Yeah, I'm good with a small cover, saying Andre. Yeah, we want to make sure that, like, we don't want to get to a point either where, like, oh, the event's huge now, so we're just going to start like trying to bleed you guys dry for every day. Like, we don't want to do that either, right? Like, we want to make sure it's still very accessible. we talked about even like next year, maybe in the front parking lot, we could have more vendors. And I'm like, you know what? I don't want to do that. I don't want to have more vendors. I want that front parking lot to be that patio area where people just relax and sit down and have a beer and have food and not worry about any of that. So I think the setup wise, it'd be very similar. And yeah, just maybe a slightly increased table fee and maybe a $5 cover. We'll play around with some ideas. We'll figure it out. For you guys, I meant to ask both of you, since you guys kind of hit it from two different areas, if there was something that you guys, I'm going to put you on the spot, if there was something to add, there's something that you, a value add, something that we could do that would make this event even better. Do you guys have any ideas? I know, Megan, you talked about something briefly on the podcast that you can probably talk about here now. Richard, that'll give you some time to try to formulate an answer. What would you bring to this event to make it that much better?
Yeah, so the thing that would get money out of me would be if you have some sort of a drink that is non-alcoholic that would proceeds would go towards charity. Because even though I'm drinking slightly more now, but never when I drive, I'm always the DD because I never need to drink. So I'm like, I'll just operate my car. It's fine. But yeah, if there was some sort of like iced tea or mocktail or something, like I'll grab 3 or 4 of those in a night.
That's not a terrible idea. And then if we can partner up again and have some of the proceeds, I don't know how that would work necessarily because I don't imagine the margins on that would be as good. Like, I don't know if they would necessarily make one or they would have to bring one in. I don't know what their capacity is for.
Yeah, just something. Yeah, even like Meg Han is saying, like soft drinks or any sort of, some sort of something.
Yeah, some sort of a non. I know they had some non-alcoholic beverages there, like on hand.
Yeah, I just, but if it's not going to go to charity, I'm just going to drink my water that I brought.
But that, yeah, so that's what I mean. So we'll definitely work with them and see what can be done. I don't know if they can specifically do, like, that may be something that we have to try to figure out on, like, our side and then possibly bring it in. Yeah, so we can talk to them and see if they have a channel that they could go through, or if we'll have to do that ourselves and then work with them to bring it in and house it and cool it and serve it and how all that would work. So yeah,
I like the Porkins comment. He said Jawa juice. I'm like, that is so weird and so fun. I love it.
I don't know if I want Jawa. I don't know if I want Jawa juice in my mouth, but I mean, we'll go from there.
Our special drinks for Star Wars. So
how do we boot Mike Myers from the chat here? I don't know how we're gonna do that. Star Wars burlesque from Geeks and Co. should be added. I'll make sure producer Jen and Jamie know. They can absolutely get into that burlesque.
Every member mandatory participation.
Yeah, no, I'm using my veto powers on that one. Thank you very much. Nobody wants to see that. Bouncy House, yes, because there aren't enough concussions and broken limbs at an event. Hey, guys, why did our insurance rates go up through the roof? Because we brought a fucking bouncy house to a goddamn event. Yeah, we're not doing a bouncy house
with alcohol.
Satellite party's not a terrible idea. Like doing the whole thing live that people can tune in at any point, as opposed to just the podcast. Yeah. It's not an awful idea, actually. I don't mind that. Have some sort of a live stream set up so that people could just experience it and they could just dip in and out anytime they want. That's actually a really cool idea, Sam. Yeah. I like that. I had a convo with someone that there was dry and he complained about not having any options. No, there were some non-alcoholic options. I actually took a picture of it and sent it to somebody. I can't bring it up here. Maybe I'll post it to my story and you guys can see they do have non-alcoholic options, but yeah, it wouldn't be set up for charity because they do bring those. They don't make those. They bring them in from outside, I think. So a signature cocktail of 0% beer would be good, saying Nada. I agree. Could they do a can with a logo Star Wars that they can can it? We probably have to be relatively careful. Like when JS did this, he didn't even take this, like this image. This is clearly meant to be Tatooine with the twin sons, but you'll notice it doesn't say Tatooine on here. And he made this from scratch. This is not a ripped off image as far as that goes. You know what Disney lawyers are like. We got to be real. There's a fine line that we're trying to walk. We want to make sure we don't get ourselves into any trouble. So I would pee if we had a Star Wars themed drag show.
That would be fun.
There you go. I'm happy to judge it. I would not participate, but I would be happy to judge it for sure. Old school lawn darts.
Perform.
Timed prop making contest, groups of 2 or 3 supply materials, and you have to make something in X amount of time. And I've seen this done. It's hilarious and fun. That's not a terrible idea either. Richard, I've given you so much time now to come up with your own answer on this. And you still look like you're struggling. Do I have to keep calling up more of these, or what's going on here? You got something for me?
I kind of like, you know, at the conventions, they have those little cosplay red carpet things where everybody can kind of run through and you gather the whole crowd over and everybody can get a chance to see all the cosplays run past. So, you know, something like that, maybe.
Cosplay, yeah. What about a contest? Would that be too convention-esque? Yeah. Would that be too on the nose to do a cosplay contest, do you think? Or do you think it would be better? I kind of like your idea a little bit better of just having the red carpet so that all the, like almost like instead of the trivia, we would literally have a cosplay red carpet and someone on a microphone calling everybody up and each individual person gets to strut their stuff across the little stage there, show everybody what they got going on. That's a pretty good idea, actually. Yeah. Lightsaber battle, that's good. Pool noodle. Well, we have the inflatable lightsabers. Pool noodle lightsaber flashlight. My only concern with we'd have to make sure it was like out, like as soon as we start knocking beer glasses off of tables and shit, we're gonna get tossed for that. So maybe that's gotta be outside or something like that. We'll have like what's the group that comes out and does the medieval fighting at the cons? SCA? SGA?
Yeah.
So we'll have a little like Star Wars SCA area out front where people could like whack each other, I guess. Here's the problem. Again, same thing. By the time you all get in there to start hitting each other with foam swords, you're going to be drunk off your asses and someone's probably going to get legitimately hurt. So I don't know if that's going to be the best idea in the world for us to do, but I mean, we'll write it down and we'll consider it.
If they're very floppy pool noodles, it'll be slightly safer.
Barry, can you never say very sloppy pool noodles again, please? I really appreciate that. That would be great. Goodness gracious me.
You're hearing body JS.
Terrible. Absolutely terrible. Guys, we are going to start wrapping this up. This, like I said, this is going to be a little bit shorter, although we are still a little bit over an hour. And we've had great numbers throughout this whole podcast. So clearly you guys were into this event. We obviously could not. Ben, that's not cool. We obviously could not have done this without you guys, because you guys were legion. Like, you guys came out in droves for this event way more than last year and came in from far and wide to help support this event. So, as usual, we're just a bunch of nerds with ideas. Like, we're nothing without you guys. So thank you, not only to Megan for, helping to, she was the first one to jump on board for the vendor area. So she helped spearhead that. And then Richard was there at 4 o'clock. To in his mall already. So he just spent the whole damn time with those contacts in, that face paint on, and those prosthetics stuck to his head. He was drinking, so I'm sure that helped. But yeah, exactly. So thank you guys. And then everybody that came, all the different vendors, everybody that participated in the bingo, everybody that participated. Yeah, by the way, guys, a bunch of the Rebel Legion, the 501st guys, ended up coming after their event too. They had a morning event that they were doing something for the Children's Health Foundation, and then they ended up coming out too. I saw a whole whack of them come out. And seemed to be having a really good time with us too. So, and there was no shit talk of any kind. I was very nice to all of our, yes, there was nobody, you know, bullying their way through the con, telling us to make way or, you know, coming through. None of that happened. They were so sweet. They were so nice. So that was pretty cool.
I have to say, I think you guys, did a stellar job this year, setting up this event. I personally found this to be the most enjoyable event I've gone to yet this year.
Wow. Thanks, man. Yeah. Yeah. Great. That's Matt kind of sharing those same sentiments where best non-con event we have been to in years.
Yeah.
I think it was just such a confluence of events, right? Cheers, Jeff. Thank you, Megan. Yeah. It was really great. What about a pie in the face, pie Jeff in the face live auction? If the auction's for charity, I would 100% do that. If the auction's for charity, for sure. Yeah. Jennifer saying thanks, guys. Yeah, we are nothing without you guys, so I'm so glad that we were able to kind of put this event together and make it for charity, but also help with the community and help to build the community. I don't know that we can necessarily get bigger next year. The venue itself, I felt like we were kind of already busting at the seams of the venue a little bit, but I do think we can do better, and I think we will do better next year, and especially have even more of the focus be on the charity. Last year it was just the raffle tickets. This year it was the raffle tickets plus the beer plus the vendor tables. Next year we'll find new ways of generating revenue strictly to go towards the charity. Because we really, you guys made it. You guys made this. We sold out the beer by 6. We killed the food truck by 9. And just to put a cap on this, when I approached management at the end of the event to ask how it went, they told me then that they thought it was going to be their best day of the year. And we're like, oh, that's super cool. Oh. I then got a message the next day from their staff and told me it was their best day in the tap room ever. So you guys made that happen. Yes, absolutely. So you guys coming out, you guys showing that kind of support, you guys making sure you're buying the beer, buying the raffle tickets, buying from the vendors, getting the food, everything else. You guys made that happen. So we cannot thank you enough for coming out and supporting the cause, supporting us, supporting the community, and supporting London Brewing Co-op. Because all of this happens with those three elements involved. Without you guys, we can't do it. Without us, they can't do it. Without them, we can't. It's a whole thing, right? So thank you, thank you, thank you, everybody. Guys, do you have any parting thoughts you want to hit us as far as the event goes and what your thoughts and feelings on it were? Megan?
It was awesome. Let's do it again next year.
From the mouths of babes. Richard?
My sentiments exactly. I feel the same way. I think it was a spectacular event. This kind of thing is a lot of fun, even if you take the charity aspect right out of it altogether. It was still it's a great event on its own. Great people, great things to do while we're there, drinks and food and everything. But the cherry on top of this is the fact that we get to do all of this and support some great charitable causes. So that is something that makes you feel good right here.
Could not have said it better myself. Guys, we are going to get out of here before Richard's dog eats one of our faces off. So anyone have the group pictures, Porkins? If we haven't posted it, I'm sure somebody was. Actually, I think if you follow London Brewing Co-op, I think they may have the picture up somewhere. But thank you, Geeks and Ghosts, as Dean. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in this week. We really appreciate it. We had a packed host this week. You guys were great in the chat. Thank you, especially to Richard and Megan, for joining me this week in the absence of JS. You guys filled in beautifully. Thank you so much for both of you. Guys, remember to hit that like and subscribe button and hit the notification bell so you can see when we actually go live. It will give you that notification up there. Next week, we will have JS back. I do believe. I don't know what we're talking about yet, but regardless, it'll be something, again, that's going to soothe the geeky needs in your little heart. So be well, everybody, and don't forget to stay geeky. We'll see you next week.
Cheers.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Geek Deek Podcast. Like always, if you prefer to listen to us, you can find us on all major podcast platforms. Now, make sure you don't forget to click that like and subscribe button, as well as the notification bell, to make sure you never miss an episode.